Unit 3. Advice for small business owners. Speaker 1. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway.
The best advice for a small business owner, or for that matter a large business owner, is to never stop thinking about how to delight your customer. Not to satisfy your customer, but to delight your customer. When you wake up in the morning, start thinking about it. During the day, think about it. At night, think about it, and then dream about it. No company has ever failed that had millions of delighted customers. But it's hard work. Hard, hard work.
Speaker 2. Michael R. Bloomberg, Bloomberg LP and Bloomberg Philanthropies.
There is no substitute for hard work. The best time that you're ever going to have is when your business starts out. Just you. And it'd be great if it grows into a wonderful, big, profitable company. You're never going to be happier and more satisfied than you are in the first year or so of getting your business going, because you do every single thing. You sweep up when everybody goes home. You're the first one in. You plug in the coffee pots, and when your people come in, they have hot coffee and can get straight to work. Work through lunch. Set an example for your employees. There's no substitute for hard work. People say luck, yes, but the harder you work, the luckier you get. Trust me. You don't mind doing these things because you do believe in yourself and in your product.
Speaker 3. Kerry Healy, Babson College.
My advice for a small business owner or entrepreneur would be not to be discouraged if the business you end up with is not the one you started out to pursue, because so often you encounter difficulties, you encounter failures, and the important thing is that you learn from each mistake very quickly, and to pivot and to move on to the idea that works.
Speaker 4. Lloyd C. Blankfein, Goldman Sachs.
Of course you have to be close to your products, close to your customers, and think about them. That's the most important point. But don't forget that you have to think about your business, what your plans are, what you want to do next, how to take your business to the next level. Again, think about being in your business, but think about your business as well.
Speaker 5. Jack Dorsey, Square and Twitter.
My best advice is to really take a look and clarify what your purpose is and be able to articulate that well, be able to communicate that in a simple sentence. And the reason that's important is you bring people into your company. I think the most important question is why you want to join this company, and if you hear that purpose back, if you hear their passion, that makes everything a whole lot easier. Skill can be learned and taught, but passion cannot.
Speaker 6. Karen Mills, Harvard Business School.
Companies that do well at some level, even though it might not be written down on some piece of paper, kind of have to have a clear strategy why they are different, why they are adding value, why they are producing something special that customers need that they are not getting now. So I think if there is a clear sense of strategy that all the people are aligned around, then you get a lot more power. If you're just scrambling and working harder and harder and without that clear direction, you get nowhere. So that's my one piece of advice.